There was a hellhole in New Jersey called Huntington Life Sciences, a place of suffering, torture, and needless death, where 500 animals a day die to test products like bleach and Splenda, where so-called researchers have been caught punching beagle puppies in the face, where live monkeys have been cut open without anesthesia, and all kinds of horrors inflicted. There is one ray of hope, and that is a campaign against all of their investors, their bankers, their stockbrokers, their suppliers and customers that has kept 90% of all businesses from touching Huntington Life Sciences. On September 19th, two of the exceptions in downtown D.C. got visits from protesters.
Punching seagulls in the face!
Parkland Capital, what a disgrace!
Punching seagulls in the face!
Parkland Capital, what a disgrace!
Alright everybody, we're out here today because Barclays Capital is Huntington Life Sciences' largest institutional investor. Huntington Life Sciences is a contract animal testing facility that kills 500 animals each and every day of the week. They've been exposed in 6 undercover investigations, punching beagle puppies in the face, dissecting live monkeys for products like bleach and Splenda.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Bottom feeding Barclays, the same outfit that just filled up their portfolio with a failed investment bank whose portfolio is in turn full of subprime loans and other losers. With Huntington Life Sciences stock also being a loser that has been pushed from the double digits down to less than a penny a share at most times, if I had my retirement vested with Barclays, I'd be worrying about my future. Protesters were there for another reason on the 19th of September. That's right. Until Huntington Life Sciences in New Jersey and in Britain shut down and stopped torturing 500 animals to death every day, protesters will continue targeting anybody who does business with Huntington Life Sciences in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Another Huntington Life Sciences investor that got a visit on the 19th of September was Vanguard Group.
I know because Vanguard Group has millions of dollars invested in LSR, which is Huntington Life Sciences ticker symbol.
A no no to Vanguard. You need to divest completely from Huntington Life Sciences. If you don't, we'll be out here week after week, time and time again. It's really simple, Vanguard. All you have to do is completely divest from Huntington Life Sciences, and all this headache it will go away. We'll not come out here, and we'll be at your homes, we'll be at your houses, we will be everywhere until you drop your ties with Huntington Life Sciences.
That's right, Vanguard. That's right, Barclays. Raymond James Financial dumped Huntington Life Sciences after they received protests, and you're going to do the same. Protesters say it's just a matter of how long. Are you going to drop Huntington Life Sciences now while it's easy? Or are people going to be showing up at your homes, at your brother's wedding, wherever it takes to lay under pressure until you dump Huntington Life Sciences forever? And when enough people dump Huntington Life Sciences, their stock value plunges. Huntington Life Sciences stock, which at one point was worth somewhere in the double digits, now trades as a penny stock, and the lowest it's been is 0.08 of a cent to the share. Huntington Life Sciences have been hit so hard by the divestitures, by the boycotts, and by the protests, that if it hadn't been for repeated infusions of government cash from both the U.S. and British governments, Huntington Life Sciences would have gone bankrupt all the way back in 2001. They were chased out of Britain and relisted in the United States. Protesters here chased away Stevens Investment Group, the Bank of America, the Bank of New York, and Huntington Life Sciences has been on the run and on the ropes ever since.
Day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah.
That's right, Huntington Life Sciences is slowly going belly up. And until they do, Huntington Life Sciences investors are finding this truly